So just a few comments, first of all. I'm very glad to be here with you. It's been some trying times the last few weeks, and I certainly, more than anything else, just want to apologize to all of you for the actions of my brother bishops, my brother priests, and my brother deacons over many, many years and their abuse of our young brothers and sisters, and certainly for those who didn't do anything about it. I apologize for them as well. But mostly I'm apologizing for the great scandal that this is causing to people's faith. It really is a trying time. But it's also a challenge, it seems to me, for us to recognize that Jesus does love his church. It's his body. It's his bride. Even though in that church, every single one is a sinner. Every single one is a sinner, except Mary. We're all sinners in this body of Christ. Why Christ puts up with this, I don't know. But he does. And if he can put up with us, then I suppose there's some challenge that we have to at least try or think about how we're going to put up with one another. And I guess that's the great challenge. But please know of my deep sorrow about all this. It's getting very wearying, demoralizing, and it pains. I know it pains all of you very, very much, as well as me. Now a few words of thanks. I'm certainly very grateful that Father Dan has actually survived this year. Very grateful to my brother deacons here who have done such a great job. Again, Deacon Randy, I'm so grateful to you for tidying things over in the meantime. Please, by the way, keep Father Bill Wager in your prayers. He's really having a tough go of it. And so just keep praying for him. I think that's really, really important. Grateful that Mr. and Mrs. Kogut are here and they're actually sitting together at St. Peter's. Whenever I'm there, she's at one end of the church and he's at the other end of the church. So I'm glad they've reconciled and decided to sit together. She didn't want me to say this. I couldn't resist. But thanks so very much to all of you for all that you do, the many ways in which you serve the parish, keep it going so well. Thanks a great deal to all of you. Okay, Father Dan, stand up, please. My dear friends, because I am aware of your pastoral needs and I am confident of his qualifications for the office of pastor, I commend Father Daniel Kogut to you as your pastor. What say you? Sit down. Some years ago, there was an article in the New York Times about the Catholic Church in the United States. When isn't there an article in the New York Times about the Catholic Church? It presented some startling statistics. The authors said that almost 2 out of every 3 Catholics interviewed believed that the Eucharist is only a symbol of Jesus rather than that the bread and wine actually become the body and blood of Jesus. Even 1/3 of Catholics who came to Mass every Sunday had this same misunderstanding. It's fascinating. I'm near the end of a book right now on the history of the Reformation and particularly comparing Luther with Erasmus and these fights go back. They go way back. We're constantly dealing with these same matters over and over and over again. Well, this is another crisis in our church. I firmly believe that upon our faith in the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist rests so many other elements of our faith. It is the keystone. The Vatican Council, back in its 1963 document on the Eucharist, on the liturgy, stated that the Eucharist is the high point of our lives as Catholics. To it everything flows, and from it everything flows. If we do not believe rightly about the Eucharist, then our whole faith can be askew. That is one reason why we need to continue to promote devotion to our Lord present in the Eucharist. Wisdom cries out in our first reading today, "Forsake foolishness that you may live. Advance in the way of understanding." God recognizes that we may not understand well enough, and still he invites us to come and eat and drink. But it is clear that God wants us at least to try to grow in understanding this wondrous food which we eat. We have been listening to Jesus these past few weeks as he teaches us about the multiplication of the loaves. Jesus has been calling us to seek living bread, as he calls it. Today, he's most clear what this is all about. He proclaims that he is the living bread. He goes further and tells us that this bread is his very flesh. The people know exactly what he's saying, and so they mock him because of it. How can this man give his flesh to eat? But Jesus doesn't sort of say, "Wait a minute, you misunderstood me." He comes right back and says, "Unless you eat," literally he uses the Greek word is, "unless you chew the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you." Well, this seems pretty clear to me what he's saying. How others can only see in this symbolic language is beyond me. In the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, as well as in St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, the Last Supper is remembered when Jesus said, "This is my body, this is my blood." He did not say, "This is a symbol for my body and blood." He did not tell the crowds, "Come back, I was only kidding," or "You're taking me too literally." He said what he said, and he emphasized it. St. Paul and St. Luke add the phrase, "Do this in memory of me," added to their descriptions. Wisdom then invites us to come and eat and also to grow in our understanding of this. Will we? Perhaps our faith is weak. I know at points in my life it was. Perhaps like so many at the time of Jesus, we have trouble understanding how someone can give us his flesh and blood as food. I found myself at times doubting this. It is indeed a very tough mystery of faith. But the best response to our doubts is not to throw out our faith or even try to domesticate our faith or reason it away, but to throw ourselves into the wonderful mystery of Jesus Christ. This is critical because if the Eucharist is only a symbol, then the Mass is really only a fancy meal every Sunday, and it's not much of a fancy meal. If the Mass is only a meal and not a real sacrifice, then there is no need for the ordained priesthood. If there is no need for the priesthood, then much of what we understand as Catholicism is not necessary. But if the bread and wine really become the body and blood of Jesus Christ offered for us, then the Mass is the Lord's true sacrifice done in memory of him. If the Mass is the sacrifice, then it needs the priesthood of Jesus Christ, sacramentally present in his ordained priests to offer it. If the priesthood is necessary, then so is much about our Catholic faith. I would have us all ponder this as we formally install Father Dan as your pastor. He's not merely a community leader or a fun guy. I know he is that. Rather, he literally stands in the place of Jesus, offering himself to the Father and then offering himself to us as food for our souls. My brothers and sisters, our faith at times may be weak. That's understandable. We're humans. Let us turn to Jesus and ask him to strengthen our faith. Let us ask wisdom to help us to understand. This is his body given to us and his blood poured out for us. God bless you all. All right, Father Dan, do you want to come up and stand here, please? And I would ask that the parish staff would stand down on the, whatever that is down there, the terrazzo, that's not terrazzo, on the tiles. All the parish staff, come on forward, please. And deacons down there, too. First of all, my deep appreciation to all of you for everything you do here at the parish. I know you're in it for the big bucks. I know for all of you, it's a ministry. It is a way for you to serve your brothers and sisters, a way for you to serve the Lord and the church. And I appreciate that because I know how many sacrifices that you make in order to fulfill this ministry in your lives. I hope it gives great meaning to you. Because in the long run, that's what we want. We want all to get to heaven, and we want you to be helping all these folks to get to heaven as well. Daniel, my brother, these wonderful deacons, all of these staff people will assist you in the pastoral care of the people of this parish. Share this ministry in a spirit of mutual trust, common prayer, and genuine concern. Do you want to go down now and greet them all, please? This is in case he doesn't know who you are. And now I ask to come forward all the members of the Pastoral Council, the Finance Council, and the School Administration. And in fact, if you got any of the teachers here, why don't they come on forward too, any of the school teachers? Father Dan, these are the members of the Pastoral Council, the Finance Council, and the School here at St. Mary Parish. They are the voice of your people and will assist and counsel you as you minister to this parish. Always be attentive to the needs they express. Do you want to say something?
Yeah. No, don't worry, Annette. It just takes a minute for the mic to come on. Well, I want to thank you for being here and for your service. And I want to pledge that I will look to your assistance and your help in guiding and leading the parish.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and greet each one now, please? In addition, I thank you also for what I presume for many of you is a ministry as well. I appreciate it a great deal. And especially those who are members of the Parish Council and Finance Council, you know, this is great volunteer work that you do for the parish. And you help keep all of us honest, and that's the important thing. So go back to your seats now, please. How about a nice round of applause for all of us? My dear brother, in the presence of the people whom you are about to receive into your care, I ask you now to renew the promises you made at your ordination. And so, are you resolved that with the help of the Holy Spirit, you will discharge without fail the office of priesthood and be a worthy fellow worker of the order of bishops in caring for the Lord's flock?
I am.
Are you resolved to exercise the ministry of the word worthily and wisely, preaching the gospel and teaching the Catholic faith?
I am.
Are you resolved to continue to celebrate faithfully and reverently, in accord with the Church's tradition, the mysteries of Christ, especially the sacrifice of the Eucharist and the sacrament of reconciliation, for the glory of God and the sanctification of the Christian people?
I am.
Are you resolved to implore with us God's mercy upon the people entrusted to your care by observing the command to pray without ceasing?
I am.
Are you resolved to be united more closely every day to Christ, the High Priest, who offered himself for us to the Father as pure sacrifice, and with him to consecrate yourself to God for the salvation of all?
I am, with the help of God.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Be joining Father Dan in the Creed, and at a certain point I will motion for you to sit down. So please stand. Remember, my brother Daniel, always be a loving father, a gentle shepherd, and a wise teacher of your people, so that you may lead them to Christ, who will strengthen all that you do. And as a teacher of that faith, I ask you now to lead your people in the profession of their faith.
I, Reverend Daniel Kogut, with firm faith, believe and profess everything that is contained in the symbol of faith. Namely, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible,
I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. My Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. He rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets.
I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess my baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
With firm faith, I also believe everything contained in God's word, written or handed down in tradition and proposed by the church, whether in solemn judgment or in ordinary and universal magisterium, as divinely revealed and calling for faith. I also firmly accept and hold each and everything that is proposed by the church definitively regarding teaching on faith and morals. Moreover, I adhere with religious submission of will and intellect to the teachings with which either the Roman Pontiff or the College of Bishops enunciate when they exercise the authentic magisterium, even if they proclaim those teachings in an act that is not definitive.
Place your right hand on the gospel. Your right hand. The other one, the other right hand.
I, Reverend Daniel Kogut, in assuming the office of pastor, promise that both in my words and in my conduct, I shall always preserve communion with the Catholic Church. I shall carry out with the greatest care and fidelity the duties incumbent on me toward both the universal church and the particular church in which, according to the provisions of the law, I have been called to exercise my service. In fulfilling the charge entrusted to me in the name of the church, I shall hold fast to the deposit of faith in its entirety. I shall faithfully hand it on and explain it, and I shall avoid any teachings opposed to that faith. I shall follow and foster the common discipline of the whole church, and I shall observe all ecclesiastical laws, especially those which are contained in the Code of Canon Law. In Christian obedience, I shall unite myself with what is declared by bishops as authentic doctors and teachers of the faith, or established by them as those responsible for the governance of the church. I shall faithfully assist the diocesan bishops in order that the apostolic activity exercised in the name and by mandate of the church may be carried out in the communion of the same church. So help me God and God's holy gospels, on which I place my hand.
Congratulations.